Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Amped up and ready to rock and roll. There's nothing better than this. What a program. First off, let me say Happy New Year, right? This is the last broadcast for the year. Can you, the last MonsterCast broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Can you believe that already? Time is flying right by. I've got a lineup for you that is huge. This hour, I'm going to be bringing in Alan Gottlieb and AWR Hawkins. We're going to talk about what were the big stories, what's coming up, all that fun stuff. But before I do that, I've been teasing for you, giving away 3 GunBroker.com range bags. Joining me right now, and we're going to spin the randomizer right now, figure this out together on live national radio, is Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com, the GunBroker.com Daytime Studios. Patricia, welcome to the show. You ready to give away some range bags finally?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay. Hey, Patricia, by the way, Happy New Year. You're calling from not too far from these studios, down around Kennesaw, Georgia. Welcome to the program.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to do the range bag giveaway. This includes the GunBroker.com range bag. It includes all kinds of goodies, the AAR koozie, the GunBroker koozie, an AAR t-shirt, a GunBroker t-shirt, a signed copy of Grilling While Armed, and some other knickknacks in there. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and spin this out here. And the first number that pops up is number 240, and that is who?
Well, I see that as F. Burgess.
F is in Frank Burgess. F. Burgess. F. Burgess.
Yes,
we're going to reach out to
I
you.
See. That's
okay. F. Burgess. We're going to reach out to you. You've won the loaded GunBroker.com range bag. We're going to go ahead. Let me reset this. And off we go. Number 24. AJ, right? Is that AJ? Who do we have on number 24?
Yeah, I see AJ Johnson. AJ Johnson is the lucky winner.
AJ Johnson. AJ Johnson, you've won a GunBroker.com loaded range bag. Congratulations to you. What a way to end the year. And let's go to number 3. Let's reset. And these numbers stayed fairly low out of several thousand here. It's number 126. Who do we have on 126?
It's a luck of the draw, and I see Chuck Chrisman.
Chuck Chrisman. So Chuck Chrisman, A.J. Johnson, and the first one was F. Burgess, right? I got that right? I wrote
F.
that right?
F. Burgess. That's what I see. Yep.
F. Burgess. Congratulations to all of you. Here's the deal. I will be reaching out to you individually by email to let you know that you won the range bag. We'll exchange addresses, and I'll get these things off to you. Congratulations and Happy New Year. Now, Patricia, next year. It is going to be next year.
Next year.
You're going to be joining
me next year. It's crazy to think about, right?
It is next year. You're going to be joining me next year, which, listener, is next weekend. We're going to be going through some gun reviews and some really cool stuff from GunBroker.com. Patricia, thanks for taking time out of your evening and jumping on the radio with me. Looking forward to seeing you next year, next week, okay?
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Sounds good. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. They are awesome, and I had some time to get out on the range with her the day after Christmas with the AR-15 and get some lead downrange. We had a blast together. Let's go right now and waste no time. That was a tremendous amount of fun. All right, let's go to my next guest, Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You hear him here on a fairly regular basis. Alan, how are you? Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy new year, my friend.
Same to you and to all your listeners. They're all my best friends. Thank you all.
Man, I tell you what, it is. Can you believe, Alan, that we are at the end of the year already? This is the last MonsterCast broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios of 2019.
No, I can't believe it. Time is just really flying and going too fast because I have too many things to do and I need more time.
And I know, and I know. I hate that for you. I wish I could make that. I wish I could give you some more time. I've tried to offer it, but you can't set that clock, man. You just can't do it. Alan, speaking of time, in the essence of time, the first thing I want to ask you, because this is the last MonsterCast of the year, is what was Alan Gottlieb's biggest story of the year in 2019? What did you, Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and arguably the most powerful man in the gun rights movement today, what was the big story for you in 2019?
Wow, that's really a tough question to answer. It's been a big year. There's a couple things that jump out in my mind. Just the recent meetings at the White House and the West Wing going over, you know, gun rights and the gun control battle, what we're going to be facing in the upcoming year and where I need the White House help to support gun rights was a big moment, I think. Gun Rights Policy Conference was huge, you know, with 1,100 attendees. It was the largest one we've ever done in a very important year, and a lot got accomplished in that Gun Rights Policy Conference, both on and off the agenda. The networking was really super. Those were important things. I mean, for me personally, there was also a meeting with President Trump at his golf course in Palm Beach. That was kind of special. You don't very often get one-on-one with the president. That was really very special. It's been an amazing year. Busy but good. A couple setbacks that hurt. I take those setbacks kind of personally. So like loss in Virginia in the election cycle, where the anti-gay Democrats got control of the whole government in the state of Virginia, and now we're going to see, you know, humongous push for all kinds of gun prohibition and confiscation measures and coming up this year was not a good thing. It's been a very busy, tough year.
You know, it has been, and Virginia is in trouble. Virginia's in a tremendous amount of trouble. We both know that. America is watching Virginia very, very, very carefully, because we're going to see the birth of this radical type of gun control in a what is still a bright red state, by the way. The turnout did not help at 40%. Elections under 50% for whoever won. It was a disgrace what happened in Virginia. But nonetheless, elections have consequences. We're going to see that thing unfold right before our eyes, listeners. So we're paying very careful attention to that. Alan, one of the biggest stories, and I know you know this, and there's so many, because the two of us have mentioned many times together that the content coming at us in 2019 was, I'll say, arguably the worst I've ever seen. And you've agreed. And then a week later, we've both agreed that the previous week didn't hold a candle to the week we had just gone through with so much coming after us. But one bright light that I'm taking away, and I think you'll agree, is Trump's picks for judges across the country. That's huge, is it not?
It's very huge. We now have confirmed almost 200 judges on the federal courts that really support Second Amendment rights versus what was there before. If we could get Trump reelected one more time and have four more years, it would probably give us at least one, maybe two Supreme Court appointments, plus maybe another, you know, couple hundred judges. And the courts, at least, our rights would be solid for decades to come. I'll tell you one of the bright spots for me, though. You know, in politics, every action has a reaction, and the opposite equal reaction. And while we lost Virginia, and Virginia's Democrats are screaming and introducing, pre-filing all kinds of anti-gun bills, the sanctuary movement took root in Virginia greatly, and it's made a lot of press about how virtually every county in the state of Virginia now is a sanctuary county, or number of cities and townships, and won't enforce any new state gun control that the Democrats passed in the legislature. And, of course, that's made a lot of press lately, and that's been grassroots fed from the bottom up, which has just been great. But a little unnoticed is the fact that similar things happened in Illinois. Right. So there's two states where virtually every county in both states have become sanctuary counties, and we're seeing now, you know, in Washington and Oregon and some places in California and Nevada and Arizona, even places in New Jersey becoming sanctuary, you know, cities, counties, towns. And that's a good sign for a pushback showing that, you know, gun owners are engaged, because that's happening. Those people are turning out at local city council meetings and county council meetings and asking, like, you know, elected officials to introduce resolutions, and they're doing it. And we're passing them, and it's all being pushed by grassroots activism, and that really makes me feel good.
Yeah, and it should, because the grassroots activism, when you combine that with the turnout that we had at Gun Rights Policy Conference, you're seeing something from the grassroots that the other side can't do. They might be able to churn out 500,000 people that show up and want to party in Washington, D.C., but they can't do what we've done in the state of Virginia. And let's not forget Tennessee and Kentucky. Tennessee and Kentucky has seen this movement pop up as well. Alan, with the remaining time that we have left, which is only 30 seconds right now, what I want to do is set you up for three questions that I have coming into the next segment with you. I was on Facebook Live a few moments ago before the show on camera and had a whole bunch of people jump in. And three of them, I picked three of their questions. So Lindsey Palfivek has a question for you. Dan Weber has a question for you. And Ryan Michael Renark has a question for you. All three of them are very good. And I want to get your perspective from listeners who are listening right now to the great Alan Gottlieb on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, is Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, I love that Sebastian Gorka rejoin. It is absolutely wonderful. Let's go. Right. And the Sport Fish Crew at the Desperado, I love you guys. Thank you for supporting Armed American Radio in Virginia Beach and hooking us up. And Sebastian, it was wonderful. I love that rejoin. Let's go right back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, a short segment, so I want to go right to some listener questions here. Lindsay Powell-Fivick asked, what does Alan hope for in 2020 in regards to gun rights going forward? That's from Lindsay. I'll let you take that away.
Well, what the most important thing to me is victories in 2020 elections, not just for the presidential election, but making sure we control the Senate, because that's where all the, you know, confirmations have to go for the judges. And likewise, getting back control of the House of Representatives so we can go on offensive and start pushing national legislation in our favor. I also am very concerned about an anti-gun initiative that Bloomberg is funding in Florida. That would ban so-called, you know, assault rifles, but it's defined as many semi-automatics. So those are my big areas of concern where I want to go in 2020 and where I'm putting most of my efforts.
You know, let me briefly mention to listeners, the Bloomberg effort in Florida is very, very real. People say, well, that can't happen in Florida. Tell that to Virginia. It can happen because Florida is a ballot initiative state. The Constitution can be changed by a ballot vote during an election. They need X amount of signatures. And I'm going to tell you right now, with Bloomberg funding it, if they're staying on the up and up and not violating the law, the Florida Supreme Court won't play shenanigans like Washington State did, I don't think, Alan. But the possibility that they can get that on the ballot is very real, correct?
Oh, most definitely. They have the money to buy the signatures, and that puts it on the ballot.
Yeah, so that's frightening down there. We're going to keep our eye on that in Florida. Floridian gun rights activists, you got to get off your duffs and start making some calls. Lindsay Powell-Fivick, thank you for that question on Facebook. Let's go to my next one. This one came in, Alan, from Dan Weber. And he says, what percent chance does Alan believe we have of getting a favorable ruling in the New York Supreme Court case? That's a pretty gutsy question and a pretty gutsy answer. What do you think?
I think it's about 60-40 that we get a ruling in our favor. I think it's a 40% chance that the court says it's moot and doesn't rule one way or the other on it. But I think either way, it's going to open the court up to hear more gun rights cases that are pending before them now. The Second Amendment Foundation has three cases with cert petitions before them right this minute, and the court has chosen to hold those over until they decide what they're doing with New York. So if the New York case doesn't go forward, I think other cases will.
Gorsuch and Thomas, we know, are itching for some Second Amendment activity in the court. A safe statement?
Yeah, this all comes down to Chief Justice Roberts, if he rules the case moot or not. If he rules it's not moot, I believe she's going to rule in our favor. The question is it, will the case consider to be moot because New York changed their law?
All right, there you go. Dan Weber, thank you for that Facebook question. We had another one from Facebook that popped in late, and this one came from Ryan Michael Renark, and it says, is the main reason that the anti-gun left goes after the AR-15 as they currently do, it's their gun of choice that they want to go after and demonize, is that because the Supreme Court has already ruled in favor of handguns? Now, he's referring, I no doubt believe, to the 2008 Heller case, but I'll let you explain that.
Well, the Heller case was about a handgun in your home in Washington, D.C. They ruled in our favor. It didn't really, the ruling didn't limit it to just handguns. Our opponents are arguing that it was only about a handgun, so no other kind of gun counts. I think they're going after AR-15s basically because they can confuse the public, make him feel that it's a fully automatic firearm and that, you know, it's a quote-unquote weapon of war. And as a result, they can get mass public support for trying to ban or heavily restrict those types of firearms. That's why they're doing it. It's a divide and conquer strategy. Right now, there's not support to ban handguns nationally, but there is support, in public opinion polling to show more people want restrictions on semi-automatic so-called assault rifles. So that's why they're doing it. It's a sort of bait and switch. And then, of course, they define an assault rifle as virtually any semi-automatic firearm, and they ban a whole lot more than so-called AR-15s.
As you know all too well, in Washington State, where you reside in beautiful Bellevue, no question. Let me kind of go I want to stay on focus on that for just a second. Because of what's happening in Virginia and the attack against the AR-15 and banning quote-unquote assault rifles that Blackface Northam and Mark Herring, the Attorney General, are talking about at this point, that's got the Second Amendment sanctuary city movement just going crazy and ballistic in the state of Virginia. Could what's happening in Virginia, first of all, I'm going to assume that some of the Supreme Court justices live across the river in Virginia, right?
I mean, I'm sure a few of them do.
Right. So this has personal impact on them. The other issue is, could that fast track a case? Look, we need a case that clearly defines what Scalia said in Heller, that protects the Second Amendment, protecting guns in common use at the time. Clearly, the AR-15 is the most common rifle of all. And that's where I believe that both Gorsuch and, of course, we know Thomas, you go back to the Peruta case when they wrote that scathing dissent. Could Virginia fast track a case, do you think, because of what's happening there?
No, I don't think that fast tracks the case. I think the cases that they're sitting before the Supreme Court now awaiting cert, those are the ones that are going to move the quickest, and it's just a matter of time. Nothing Virginia does is going to bypass any of that. But if I have another minute here before we're done on time, I do. I'd like every one of your listeners to make a New Year's resolution, and that is, you know, to devote 1 hour a day for the next year defending gun rights. I don't care if it's writing letters to the editor, your newspaper, calling in talk shows, local or national, getting involved in the social media. I think it's crucial we do that, because if we get a few million gun owners giving an hour a day, that will supersede the millions of dollars that Michael Bloomberg and others are going to be spending against our rights. It is really important that we do that this year, and we don't just talk to ourselves. I want gun owners to engage in other communities out there, you know, be it, you know, charities, Lions clubs, Elks clubs, local things going on in your community, get engaged and involved so that people out there know that gun owners are not irresponsible. We know what we're talking about. We have the facts on our side, and we outreach to the general public right now, because the other side is trying to demonize and ostracize gun owners away from everybody else and isolate us. We cannot afford to be isolated. 1 hour a day, make a commitment. You know, the New Year's resolution that you will spend 1 hour a day defending gun rights, and we will win in 2020.
You know, Alan and I did not discuss that prior to. That's the first I've heard of that. And Alan, I want to tell you that I'm going to do my part here to see that happen somehow, maybe through the website or trying to put together some type of grassroots deal to make that happen. And here's what I'll pledge. I'll pledge an additional hour a day to that, because we cannot take for granted in any way, shape, or form, that what happened in Virginia, that can't happen to us, because it can. And the other side is playing under the radar, very dirty pool, and they're playing with a ton of money. Alan Gottlieb, we're getting ready to take a break. I'm going to move to AWR Hawkins. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks for answering those listeners' questions. I appreciate it very much. When we come back after this break, we're going to be joined by AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, and we've got some happy ending stories to tell you about. Take a listen to some Ricky Skaggs. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. And that's true. Those Get Supply razors, ever since Patrick and his wife were on Shark Tank, they're just crushing it. So proud to know them. And the fact that they jumped on the program with us before they went out. I knew that was a huge product. And when I found out they supported the Second Amendment, I was like, come on, man. I shave every day. We all shave every day. Somebody shaves somewhere all the time, right? And if you're like me, it's a relaxing part of the day. They got great products, GetSupply.com. And congratulations to them for killing it over there on Shark Tank. Pretty cool stuff. Let me tell you what, boy, that Alan was awesome, wasn't he? And let me take this opportunity to thank those on Facebook that jumped on my Facebook Live while we were prepping the show. Lindsey Palfivek, and there was a lot more than just the three who I picked. I just didn't have enough time. But those questions were awesome, and I love getting interactive with you on that. We're going to be doing so much more fun stuff like this on Armed American Radio in 2020. April 26th will be the 11th anniversary of this program. That's hard to believe. Time is flying right by. April 27th, we're off to the races and heading right into our 12th year. Just absolutely incredible. Coming up in the next hour, Derek Schreck from Defender Coffee is finally going to be here. You're going to hear Derek talk about his startup and how he got going. Because remember, Defender Coffee not only is partnered with Armed American Radio, but they're partnered with the gun rights group of your choice, because they give the profits at the end of the year to the gun rights group that you chose when you ordered the coffee. And to me, that's just a no-brainer. Derek's going to be here to tell us his story and how they got started. It's fascinating. And then Rob Pincus is going to be in the studio with me. Rob's fantastic. We're going to do a live, if you will, pro tip of the week. And we're going to involve another listener because I got an email back in October. I believe it was October 3rd. Said, hey, man, can you ask Rob about this? And I get a lot of emails. If you have any, by the way, it's a great opportunity to mention, if you have any suggestions, what you want Rob to talk about in the pro tip of the week from Personal Defense Network, real easy. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And guess what? We're going to make sure we get it to him. So here's the deal. Armed American Radio. What did I say? Armed American Radio. armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. All right. Let me know and we'll get that information to Rob. OK, we've got some information here from AWR Hawkins in real time. There's the shooting out in Texas. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Okay, there's a church shooting out in Texas, and he's working in real time right now. We want to make sure that he gets the information to Breitbart so that you can get it. Let's talk a little bit about it. A good guy with a gun. There were a number of happy ending stories. I'm hopeful we'll be able to get him in here in time. If not, we're still going to go through some of AWR's work like we do when he can't make it. That's what happens when we're live, and these guys are real working journalists giving you information in real time. Have you seen the video of this? It's tough to watch. You got two dead individuals, but you have a church. You have high definition video from taken from the cameras inside the church. This was in Texas. His piece is titled "Good Guy with a Gun Shoots Alleged Texas Church Shooter." And if you watch the video, it is disturbing to watch, but I got to be honest with you, you need to watch it. And there are some fascinating takeaways from it that you're not going to get from the mainstream press. You're just simply not going to get it. Watch this develop over the coming days. I promise you what I'm telling you is true. Oh, they'll cover it because they have to, because it's making huge news, but they're never going to give you this perspective. The video shows, quite fascinating, two individuals at the back corner of the church. The pews are about full. There's black folks, white folks, red folks, yellow folks, diverse crowd in the church. You can see what looks like the minister up front getting ready to start the service. And in the back corner, it's kind of blurry because it's in the far back corner, you see an individual lean forward. And I understand we have AWR Hawkins on the phone. AWR, welcome in. I'm telling the story that you're writing for Breitbart about the good guy with a gun shooting the alleged Texas church shooter. So let me finish that, yep. And then I'll go directly to you because you are on this right now in real time. He reaches into a pocket, pulls a firearm out, and you see the individual that he's pointing it at begin to pull a firearm as well. And as he pulls that firearm, the shooter takes him down. Then another individual shot, and you see three or four people, one in particular, unload on him, and three or four armed individuals come after him in this church. AWR, take it away, would you?
No, that's about it. And so he's lights out for the shooter, which is a good thing. And that's about where we are. You know, I'm writing right now that pastors expressing gratitude that people could be armed to defend themselves, and that's where we are.
Do we know, and I know you're on top of the story, I know you're busy on this right now, has anything else come in yet since your piece got out earlier today? Do we know anything really about
different.
The people who responded?
I do not yet. Well, you know, there was an early report that one of them was there to work security. You know, he was like a lot of those churches will do it, especially in Texas. They'll have a security team. And so he may have been on that team, and that would mean he was a designated congregant. But that's hearsay at this point. I can't say that. But that was reported by DFW CBS Local, and okay. I saw that this morning.
What I found fascinating by watching the video three, four, five, and six times over is it's hard to take your eyes off of the actual shooting, but if you back up and go back and look closer to the bottom of the video screen, you note three or four other churchgoers begin to run towards the shooter with their guns drawn. I mean, this is Texas. This is the Second Amendment in action, and what certainly would have been far more devastating was stopped by lawfully armed individuals. Are we going to get a fair shake in the mainstream press on this, AWR Hawkins?
No, we're not.
Have to ask it, man. No, we're not unless we're reading something from you. So keep up the good work on that. And I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you jumping in with me for the remainder of this segment and one more to go to knock out this out. We also have So we got some distortion there, Sean, if we can. There we go. We also have another. We've got three or four happy ending stories. Suspect allegedly points gun at restaurant employee and gets shot. AWR, what happened here? Have we got AWR? AWR, can we hear you?
I'm here.
Okay, we've got what appears to be another happy ending story. A suspect allegedly pointing a gun at a restaurant employee and getting shot. And this was in Macon, Georgia, not far down the road from me. This has been going on a lot lately, and mainstream press is not covering these things like you are. What happened in this case?
Yeah, well, this guy here is kind of an idiot, pulled a gun, and when the restaurant employee pulled a gun, the guy took off running and then kind of shot backwards. You know, you can visualize him looking back, holding his gun back, and shooting while he's running. So the restaurant employee kept shooting too, and he ended up shooting the guy in the leg. And then the guy, being so smart, went to a medical facility to get treatment for his gunshot wound, and that's where police apprehended him.
Okay, so he went to get assistance, and that's when he got caught. We hear, and this is a happy ending story of all, and then I want to take it into the next segment with you. Quickly, I want to talk about 2019 and your thoughts going into 2020 to round it out, and then we'll let you go because I know how busy you are right now. Woman hears glass shattering and shoots burglary suspect dead. And this happened in Las Vegas, and this to me, when I see a headline like this, this just raises my feathers because it brings out my whole deal of if you attempt to deprive another human being of the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And that includes up to and including your own death as a result of somebody having to defend themselves from your actions. AWR, this is good news. What happened here?
That's right. Well, he knocked, and I don't know if she didn't recognize him or what, but she didn't answer. And after he knocked and she didn't answer, then she heard glass breaking, and she knew it was coming in the back door. She went to her bedroom to retrieve her gun. He came to the bedroom and cornered her, so she shot him. And that's about it. They ID'd the guy, I think. I'm not even sure on that particular story if they ID'd him. But that's not really important. What's important is that homeowner is okay, and that guy is officially done making home invasions.
You better believe it. We're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from the break, I have three distinct questions to ask AWR Hawkins as we go into the next year. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios continues. We'll be right back with AWR from Breitbart right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
And I know he is too. Mike Gallagher, thanks for that rejoin. Love that music in there, right? Yeah, that's Greta Van Fleet. Love those guitar riffs. Young kids proving, and they're in their early 20s, proving that rock and roll is by far not dead. So thanks to them for rocking and rolling too, and that crew of the Desperado Sport Fish. A.W.R. Hawkins, in the essence of time, I want to go to a story out of California, and then I want to ask you about 2019, and then ask you to kind of go into your crystal ball about 2020. But you covered an AP piece. California has had the most mass slayings in 2019, which shocks a lot of people. And California, along with New Jersey, the two stringent, most gun control states in the country, experience these problems. That ought to wake some folks up, should it not? If we got AWR, I know he's in a remote location. If you can't hear us,
I'm here.
Okay, there you go. California has the most mass slayings in 2019, despite all their gun control. AWR Hawkins, you covered this AP piece unlike anybody else. Doesn't that tell us something, brother?
Right. Yeah. Well, somebody sent me that piece. It illustrates perfectly the kind of stuff we talk about quite often about how the media, establishment media, won't cover this, won't cover that. So someone sends me this piece showing that mass slayings are up this year and all of that. And I'm looking at it, and I don't say all of that in an indifferent way, but what I mean is it's more stuff from the establishment media. And I get to right. reading it, though, and literally about two-thirds of the way down, buried in it, is the fact that the state with the most mass slayings was California. And the AP even says something to the extent of, even though they have all these gun controls. And that should have been their headline. And as soon as I saw it, I go, well, that's my headline. And right. That's it. You know, California, they have, I don't even want to start enumerating their gun controls. It'll take all our time. But any gun control the Democrats want at the federal level, any gun control you can think of, it already exists in California. Yet they had more mass slayings than any other state in 2019.
And you would think that that would be a headline from not just the AP, but any of the alphabet soup media, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, CNN, the rest of them, and it's not. AWR, with our remaining time, two quick questions. What was, and I've asked Alan Gottlieb this, and I got great response from him, and I'm going to ask everybody coming up on the show later, what was AWR Hawkins' most important story in 2019? And a tough question because it was a brutal year. Can you pinpoint something for us?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what Alan said too. So it's not that easy of a question.
No, it's not. Well, it'll be one of the self-defense stories, I believe, but I don't know which one it would be. I mean, it's going to be hard to top today with a good guy and a gun, with a gun. But, you know, you had a good guy with a gun, I believe, in a Maryland or Massachusetts school this year. I know we had a good guy with a gun twice in a Wisconsin school, twice.
Right, right.
Just a month or two ago. And but those stories are always, to me, the critical ones, even though the mainstream media ignores them. But I love seeing that. I love seeing more and more people, you know, who are armed, and especially when we talk about women. And I love the fact that Black America and concealed carry is no longer two separate things. That when you hear about Black Americans concealed carrying, you don't go, ooh, that's different. No, it's not different anymore. It's old hat now. And I like that. And that became even more true in 2019, and I like that. Because the more people can get used to carrying a gun every day for self-defense, the less likely they're going to be to ever vote for some idiot who wants to take that gun away.
Well, isn't that the truth? Man, what a profound statement. I'm going to let that sit. I'm not even going to just leave that alone. You're absolutely correct. Detroit has been talking about that. The police chief has been talking about that. And it's wonderful to see those numbers rise. Unfortunately, the mainstream press doesn't give them to us. All right. My final question before we let you go. What do you think is going to be the big story come up in 2020, besides the election, relative to our gun rights? Is it going to be Virginia? What do you think?
Well, it depends on which way Virginia goes. If Northam stays in the path he's in, Virginia could become, it could be a lot bigger than a brush fire. It could be a forest fire. It could be unbelievable. So Virginia could be the big story. But then again, if Trump wins in 2020, which I expect him to do, the big story could be an immediate push for national reciprocity for concealed carry.
Right.
Which needs to be done. And so there are a lot of things, you know. The self-defense stories are going to continue. If I'm not wrong, counting the church, I think I wrote three today alone. And so I'm just, you know, these stories aren't going away. And especially as more and more Americans, you know, we covered twice from, I can't remember where all the reports are from this year, but we have homicide rate declining. At the same time, we have private gun ownership rising. If that pattern continues, and that's been a pattern for decades now, not a year, but decades, I believe since 1993, if that continues, then in 2020, that's going to be part of the big story, too, because concealed carry is going to become even more important because it's going to gain even more of a public eye. What do we have, 18, 19 million concealed carriers? That's not even counting the carriers in constitutional carry states. So we're,
of which there are 16 plus.
Yeah, who knows how far we are. So that's big news. And a lot of things could happen in 2020 that would be very good for the Second Amendment and for gun owners.
I'll leave that alone, too. And just to let you know, and I know that you don't have access to this right now, but since the 25th on Christmas Day, you've written eight, count them, eight happy ending stories, all of them important. Homeowner with shotgun killing three invasion suspects during shootout. Alleged robber, we didn't even get to this one from Christmas Day, getting shot with a 357 Magnum on Christmas Eve, and a suspect allegedly pistol whipping a store clerk getting shot dead the day before, or 2 days before Christmas. I mean, these stories are changing, and they do, when we talk about these things, this news does, in fact, get out there. AWR Hawkins, I want to let you go. I know you're at a remote location. Thank you for taking the time to jump in here with us today. I appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas to you, my brother, and Happy New Year. We'll see you next year on the radio in just a few days.
Thank you,
AWR, for everything you do.
Good to be with you, buddy. Thank you.
You betcha, man. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Where can you find him? It's really simple. Google AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. And I know I'm going to get the email from somebody that says, don't Google him. Duck, go him. I have that on my phone and two browsers on my computer, and it's just become a habit to say Google. So let's get out of that habit. They hate your gun rights. DuckDuckGo doesn't, and they don't follow you all over the place. So give them a shot, would you please? Wow, what a great hour so far. as we close this hour out, it's not lost on me that we saw the amount of stories of self-defense that AWR wrote in the past. I mean, I'm talking just since Christmas, 4 days, 8 of these stories. He could have written more. Excuse me. He could have written more. He didn't have enough time to do it. Good guys with guns save lives every single day in America. When we come back, I'm going to open up the hour with you. Then Derek is going to be here from Defender Coffee. We're going to hear about that whole cool story about how they got popped up and going. And then we're going to talk with Rob Pincus in the studio. And we're going to do a pro tip of the week from a listener. If you want to participate, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And then in the third hour, John Lott is going to be joining me and Paul Markle, student of the gun. Don't go away. We've got so much more to come. Just a taste of what we're going to do in 2020. And congratulations to those gun, to those range bag giveaways from, and I thank Patricia Huff and gunbroker.com. Congratulations to those guys. I'll see you in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
For freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!